Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's that time. Time for Walking in Power Radio, where we present powerful interviews with powerful people, with your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, visionary and founder of Women of Power Incorporated and executive director of the Women of Power Network, where we produce with power.
She's gentle. She's strong. Your favorite song, incredible, what you can achieve.
Dr. B.J. Relaford.
Good morning and welcome to Walking in Power Blog Talk Radio, where we have powerful interviews with powerful people. We're so excited to have you with us this morning as we are sharing our Matters of the Heart messengers. This is day six. Oh, my goodness, there's only 48 hours to Walking in Power Matters of the Heart, 17th Annual Women's Weekend. We're excited and we want to see you there. That song you just heard, The Power of a Woman, that's Antonia Lawrence. You can get that song on iTunes, Reverb Nation, and multiple media outlets. Antonia Lawrence, The Power of a Woman. Let me share with you about our sponsors. Moby Flyers, a flyer custom design that lives on your phone and does everything a print flyer should do but can't. It's not a mobile website. It's not an app. It's a mobile interactive flyer. That's MobyFlyers.Moby, MobyFlyers.Moby. Let me say that again, MobyFlyers.Moby. Coming to Atlanta, April 30th through May 2nd, host, pastor, and conference speaker Val Scarborough, and Diamond Women's Conference, Faith for My Footsteps, Psalm 17 and 5. For more information, go to www.diamondwomenconference.com. That's www.diamondwomenconference.com. As I shared with you, we are excited. There's only 48 hours until Women of Power 17th Annual Women's Weekend, Matters of the Heart. Let's hear a little more about that.
17th Annual Women of Power Women's Weekend presents Matters of the Heart, March 19th through the 22nd. At the beautiful Congress Hotel and Suites, Norcross, Georgia. Proverbs 4 and 23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Registration available at women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. Special day rates are also available. I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, and I look forward to seeing you there.
Listen in for a word from our sponsors.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. BAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation, www.latboyd.com.
You've reached D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC. Are you a ministry, a coach, or personal trainer? Perhaps you're a writer, a business owner, or executive. Then you've called the right number. With more than 30 years of experience working with various ministries and Fortune 100 corporations, we are a global firm that has the knowledge and expertise to offer an advanced skill set to support your efforts in presenting yourself, your product, or your project with excellence. If you're seeking higher performance and growth, let us help. Visit our website at dhbonner.net today. We appreciate your call, and we're excited about partnering with you on your next project, D.H. Bonner Virtual Solutions, LLC, so that you can focus on your goals.
As I said, I am so excited to have this young lady with us this morning as our Woman of Power 2015 Messenger Artist, Matter of the Heart. I've had the opportunity to interview Rochelle on our past program, Gospel Touch, at BATC TV 57, and now I'm so honored to be able to bring her to Walking in Power. The artist, Rochelle D. Morgan, a singing sensation since her teenage years. Rochelle has traveled the world, touring and recording with many legendary gospel and R&B performers. Once a member of the award-winning R&B group, Black Girl, Rochelle is now striking chords of praise for the Lord and completing her debut gospel solo recording project. She's making a statement of faith and perseverance and extends the message of hope in Jesus Christ to hearts everywhere. Available now is the extended CD single release of I Choose Jesus, featuring three songs from the upcoming project. The currently released songs, I Choose Jesus, You Are My Peace, and I Say Yes, they're already reaching hearts and making waves throughout the music industry. I present to you Rochelle, Lady Rochelle D. Morgan. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so glad and honored to have you on Walking in Power Block Talk Radio.
And I'm so glad to be here. Thank you again for having me.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, first of all, are you excited? Women of Power is 48 hours away. Are you excited or are you excited?
Yes, I am very excited. I'm excited to see what God is going to do, what he has for all of us for this time.
Amen, amen. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. How did you begin in the music industry?
Well, honestly, I'm from Los Angeles, so maybe around the age 17 or 18, I started doing, like, demo work, and I decided, you know, a little younger that I wanted to be a singer, so I started, you know, doing demos and kind of passing them around a little bit, and I had a friend that was so helpful, and he met someone that was a choreographer for a lot of the female groups, and so I remember him saying, you know, he told the choreographer, if you ever find a group that, you know, needs a girl, think about Rochelle. And so maybe a year later, I don't even know if it was that long, the gentleman called me and he said, I have a group, you'd be perfect for it, they need another girl, I need you to sing something for them over the phone. And I said, okay. You know, so I sang to him what I was going to sing. He called one of the other girls. I sang for her. Then they called one of the executives from the record label. I sang for her. And then we called the other member. I sang for her. So now it's like five or six of us on the phone, and I'm singing, you know, basically auditioning. And then he says, if you guys want to meet her, I'll fly her down tomorrow. And he did. I met them, learned some of their songs. The next day we went to the record label. I sang, you know, a song by myself, and then we sang together, and they said, do you want to do it? And I said, yeah, okay, you know, I mean, it's that simple. And pretty much the next week I packed all my bags and moved to Atlanta. So that is how I actually really got into it.
Wow. Do you believe that this is a part of your destiny?
Yes. Definitely, definitely. I mean, even that, sometimes I look on that, and me and the other girls, we're really good friends, and we talk a lot, and sometimes we're like, you know, that was, you know, we do talk about, like, we believe that that was an appointed time for us together, and I learned so much in that about myself and things that, I guess I needed to do in order to fulfill the visions and dreams that I had, you know, that, you know, you think of stuff and you see yourself. Well, I would see myself singing on a big stage, but it's like, it just doesn't happen. You know, there's stages and levels and things that you have to do in order to get there and to be successful, not just a one night, you know, what they call it, a one hit wonder,
right,
but to do it and do it in excellence consistently. And really make an impact in people's lives. And so I believe just that situation opened my heart to understand that there it was more. It's not really, honestly, it almost feels like it's really not even about singing. It's about ministering. It's about touching people's lives. I learned that in that process. And so when I decided to quit the group, I made a decision that I knew if that's what I wanted to do, that I needed to know God better. I needed to have a better relationship with him. And so ever since, me and God have been buddy-buddy.
So as you, and I'm sure that was a process, how did it feel to pull away and to cling to our Lord and Master? How did that process feel with you?
Honestly, when I did it, it took me a long time. I contemplated, quitting for a while. And I'm kind of one of those people when I get to, I kind of step into the water lightly. I kind of, feel my way with my feet and see if this is right or not, And so that was a process. It took me a long time. And so it was almost like, maybe this happened and then that happened. And I'm like, you know what, maybe this isn't for me, or maybe it's just not for me at this time. And I went to church, and the minister was Dale Bronner, and they were having a conference at World Change. Went to the conference, and whatever he said, I was so sure that I was making the right choice. And that was it. I didn't look back. I kind of had to get rid of a lot of the things that we had done, magazines that we were in, and I had to kind of do away with all that so I didn't look back, and decide, well, did I make the right decision? I had to really, for me, I have to kind of be all or nothing. And so I had to basically be nothing. And I started going, to World Changers, actually, and I would sit there, and I was kind of like, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do now? Like, that's all I wanted to do, so now what, And over time, maybe it was about a year, he told me to audition for the music department, and I kind of was, I was really just being obedient. I don't know that I really wanted to. It was kind of an iffy thing, so I was just being obedient, and I did, and I got involved, and there's where I really began to see that singing wasn't just about it being fun for me. I began to see how, how music ministry can change people's lives, how, you're singing to God, just being sincerely singing from your heart, not so much, the whole entertainment of it, how that can change people's lives. And I guess that drew me so much to the anointing. I wanted to, I wanted anointing. I craved it so much because I saw how it affects people. And it was nothing that I did. It was all God. And it's such a peace to know that when he calls you to something or puts you somewhere, he's going to show up. So I didn't even have to worry about all my little rituals or I'm not going to eat dairy today and I'm not going to do that. You know what I mean? Because I used to go through all that. I'm not going to do this. Everything was revolved around singing, but it was still natural things that I did. You know what I mean? And I learned how to just rest in God. I think even now I'm learning even more to rest in him and let him do it. So it's not talent anymore. It's the gift that's being put before the people and the anointing. And that's a great feeling.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm just hearing your testimony, and I know that it's touching someone's life today. Because basically you went through a transformation. You went through a transformation, a renewing of the mind as such. And so I just praise God for that and for your transparency and honesty. Michelle, why do you believe you were purposed to serve during Women of Power 2015?
You know what? It's funny. I thought about that. I've been thinking about it. And I really, in this season right now in my life, I have this hunger to, I guess, share how I feel about God and how I feel about hate seeing people stuck. And it's funny that you titled the conference Matters of the Heart, because I always feel like everything kind of is a heart issue. You know what I mean? Everything roots in your heart, rooted in your heart. And so I actually was talking to my pastor maybe a couple of weeks ago, and I was telling him, I just really have a desire for people who don't necessarily go to church, that don't want to go to church, because everybody that doesn't go to church, I don't believe that there. Some people don't go to church and they do still have a relationship with God, and I feel like church attendance is just a result of you wanting to be around like-minded people. And so their matters of the heart matter to me. You know what I mean? The fact that they, why do they feel like they don't want to go to church? What is it about church attendance that they don't like? I care about that. I want to show them that, you know, it's not so different, because I didn't grow up in church. So to me, it was a society that I had to learn, but I wanted to learn that society. And so for those that love God and have a relationship with him, but they just don't have a local church body that they attend regularly, I want to show them that it's okay. You know, it's okay to get involved. It's okay to be there. And you might not like everything. Everything might not be perfect, but that doesn't mean that God's not in the building. It doesn't mean that, you know, you have to stay away, or you won't find people that are like, that think like you. You know what I mean? I have a strong heart for those people. And so those matters of the heart matter, you know. Even if you don't attend church, you matter. You matter to God. Everybody matters to God. It's not just those that do everything he says. It's those that don't do everything he says.
Amen. Amen. I mean, I can just hear that, and I see, I definitely agree with you. One of the things that, one of the ministries that our Regional Life Ministry is launched is called the eChurch Campus. And that is a campus for those who would like fellowship, as you said, of like-minded people who may not be able to attend a specific community or a specific location consistently, but have that desire to build their relationship with God. And I think that's so important, because you said it so well. The heart, the matters of the heart matter to God. And that's just so amazing. That's so amazing. So you believe this is truly a rhema word for this particular season?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I see so many, you know, honestly, being in the music industry, I just have my own little perspective on kind of how it's like a journey. And a lot of times people will leave church and they go and they sing secular music. And I don't necessarily think that all secular music is bad or wrong. I feel like it's a cycle, and I feel like it's designed that way. And so what happens is you leave the church and you start singing what you might call life music, you know, just singing things, you know, about life. And then the next album, then they want you to sing about sex. And so it starts pulling you in. It's slowly pulling you into this thing that you never wanted to be. And sometimes it's almost like, this is just my perspective, that if the church would, and I'm not picking on the church. I'm just saying, like, if the church would kind of somewhat not make everybody be in this box, then the world couldn't grab you. And you know what I'm saying? And somehow it's this thing that keeps happening. It's like some go to the secular world and just they get pulled in so deep that it's hard for them to get out. And then some stay in the church, but they still feel, you know what I mean? They still feel boxed in, and they're never really always who God called them to be. And I just decided that I was going to fight that wherever it was. I just want to be the person that God called me to be. If I'm the artist that God called me to be, I'm going to be that artist. And I pray that, you know, people receive it. But if they don't, in the end, I'm glad that I obeyed God and I did what he wanted me to do.
You're listening to artist Rochelle E. Morgan, and she is sharing with us her testimony, her wisdom, and her insight. Let's hear a little bit more again about Women of Power. Michelle will be ministering during the Women of Power Women's Weekend.
17th Annual Women of Power Women's Weekend presents Matters of the Heart, March 19th through the 22nd at the beautiful Congress Hotel and Suites, Norcross, Georgia. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Registration available at women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. Special day rates are also available. I'm your host, Dr. B.J. Relaford, and I look forward to seeing you there.
You'll also get a chance to meet Michelle Morgan, and she is a psalmist, and I'm just so honored. I must say this, Michelle, your spirit, the peace that you talk about, it shows, it is coming through the airwaves, and I just thank God for that. I want to ask you a question before, and I also want to make sure you share your contact information, but what do you believe the Lord, or how do you believe the Lord is going to use you to demonstrate, as you said, that the attendees matter to his heart?
Well, I honestly, like I said, I believe God has called me to those who, you remember the scripture where Jesus said, people that think they're all right basically don't need me, but I came for those that are that need a doctor. I feel like that's my call, those that don't think they're all right. So in that, I feel like God will use me in the music arena. I do. Actually, I have a play. It'll be we're looking to. That's not a play. It's a musical. I'm sorry. In November, I'm going to play Queen Esther. I believe he'll use me in the, I don't want to say the entertainment world, because it's funny, after I quit the group, I remember telling myself, like, I refuse to entertain. Like, if it's not genuine and if my personality doesn't entertain you, then you probably won't see me doing it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to act like something that I, but I'm now, I am a character, so I'm very entertaining. So if that doesn't do it, then I'm probably not the candidate for you, you know? So I do believe God will use me in that arena. Also, over the years, I guess I found that I like to talk a lot, so I am starting a blog, and it's entitled Loved and Unchurched. So just have discussions, and, you know, I want people to give me feedback and, you know, give people an outlet, or I like to hear, I do hair, and so sometimes my clients come in and I like to hear them, you know, I like to give them opportunity to talk. Everything that comes out their mouth might not be faith, but sometimes just to talk it out, you hear yourself, and that's the thing that sometimes prompts you to make a change, you know. I'm a talker, so sometimes I have to talk things through, and then I'm like, that didn't make sense what I said, you know what I mean, and I can fix it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So blog is for those people that need to, you know, it's you know, sometimes you vent and sometimes you don't vent the word, but you can, you know, fix it. Okay, Lord, I didn't mean that. Okay, let me, you know, get this right, you know, so.
Right.
I believe those are the arenas that God is, you know, really going to use me in, and I'm so excited. I've had fear about this season in my life for a long time, and finally I feel like, God, whatever you want me to do, I'm ready to go for it. No more fear. You know, I know you're with me. I know you're with me, so there's no need for me to fear.
Praise God. Michelle, give our listening audience your contact information.
Okay, you can reach me on Facebook. Rochelle is just plain Rochelle on Facebook. The Real R. Morgan on Twitter and Instagram. And on WordPress is the blog, and that hasn't started yet. It will be started within the next few weeks. And again, it's Loved, L-O-V-E-D, N-N, Unchurched, past tense, at, I'm sorry, .wordpress.com.
Give them that blog site again.
It's loved, L-O-V-E-D, in unchurched.wordpress.com.
I believe that's going to be powerful. I just believe that is going to be powerful. Well, we're now following you on Twitter, and we're just so looking forward to having you share during Women of Power, Matters of the Heart. It's so important that God has put together a team, a surgical team, I would say, of those that will be coming forth from different areas to minister to the need. Because as Rochelle has said this morning, you matter. Your matters matter to God's heart. Rochelle, I thank you so much for joining us. This has been absolutely amazing. I'm looking forward to seeing you soon.
As well.
Amen. Well, God bless you and thank you so much. We've been blessed by artist Rochelle Lee Morgan. She will be ministering in song during Women of Power 2015, Matters of the Heart. You can also just make sure you go to her website, go to her Facebook page, follow her, connect with her, because this is someone that is reachable, touchable, attainable, and she has literally poured out the transformation of her life right before us. And oh, how grand, oh, how precious, oh, how wonderful is that. We look forward to seeing you at Women of Power, Matters of the Heart, 2015. There's still time to register at women-of-power.org. That's women-of-power.org. Whatever you do, wherever you go, always walk in power.